everybody. We're here at Build 2013 at the Moscone Center in San Francisco, and it is day zero. And so while the conference hasn't exactly started yet, it is bustling with activity, and one of the things that is just about to kick off is the hackathon. So we're here with Clint Rutkus, who is the owner, manager, overall god of the hackathon. Is that
those are strong words. So yeah, but I'm the person ultimately in charge. So if all things go well, it all just worked out. If all things go bad, then it's all my fault.
Love that. So what goes into creating a hackathon? Do you just send out a couple tweets that say, "Hey, show up here and hack for me," or is it a little bit more complicated?
So it's a little bit more complicated because we don't know what attendees are going to bring or what they want to build. So when we come and do this, we have to actually come prepared with experts from every major tech, from Windows Phone to Windows Azure. To Windows Store, including even like C++, JavaScript, HTML, design experts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We have to bring those guys here and be ready for any questions they ask us.
So you actually bring people here to help them. So it's not just like, hey guys, go build something and you're on your own. Let's see who comes up with the best thing. It's sort of like almost training, it sounds like.
I wouldn't say training, but it's we want them to build the best possible application. They have basically 72 hours at this hackathon to build an application. And if you had a roadblock, like there are times where, you know, I can hit a bug and it takes 8 hours. Wouldn't it be amazing if we had the person that actually made that feature here? So that's what we did. We brought in a bunch of experts, and if they don't know the answer, we can go call back at Redmond and say, hey, what's the answer to this? And then we can get a proper answer almost immediately.
Sweet. That's awesome. Now you said they've got 72 hours to build whatever they're going to build. They can build on, is it phone, Windows 8, or Azure?
Yes, that is correct.
But now, you were talking earlier, and you told me that not only do people come and, you know, hack away, but they actually go to sessions during that 72
yes.
hours, which to me, I don't see what they find.
You figure out you can code while you're attending your session. We're open 24 hours a day for a day one. So, you know, after the keynote, they can continually hack, come in after all their sessions, hack throughout the entire night, go to sessions the next day, enter judging, and then, you know, we announce the winner.
So let's talk about the winner. Are we able to disclose some prizes yet, or is that still hush-hush?
We'll have over $24,000 worth of prizes. So first place we'll get $5,000. Second place we'll get $2,000. Third place we'll get $1,000. You have a max team of four,
right.
And you can get the prize categories are Windows Phone, Windows Azure, Windows Store.
Right. And you know, just from my experience in past hackathons, these people, a lot of them, they've never met before, and then they just sort of start networking here at your event and build teams, right?
Yeah, pretty much. So you can have a max team of four,
yeah.
And it's all about like saying, "Hey, Laura, you're really good at design. Why don't you join my team?" And like for me, I'd grab a couple other people and you figure out roughly, because all these people are trained in what they and building stuff already. They know roughly what the team dynamic should be.
Right.
So you grab that team and you basically say, "Hey, you can do this. You can do this. You do this. Hey, you look cool. You look cool. Join my team."
Do you facilitate that? Do you help them figure out which skill sets each person has, or it's sort of up to them?
We're probably going to say, "Hey, guys, if you're, you know, who knows this, raise your hand. Who knows this, raise your hand," and then form teams there. A lot of it is going to be very organic, but if someone can't find a team, we'll help find them a team.
That's
if they
awesome. Does anyone go at it alone? Do you have solo entrance?
Yeah. Last year, I believe someone won or placed on Windows Phone that was a single person.
Really?
Yeah.
Right on. See, because everybody else gets in my way. I just got to do it by myself. I'm not really a team player. Okay, so it's about to start in just a few minutes, actually.
Yep.
And do you have any idea of how many people will actually finish their project, or how the judging is going to work? How do you even handle the amount of stuff coming your way?
So judging is going to work as kind of like a science fair model, because we have 500 entries, or 500 people participating in hackathon, and we had a wait list of over 500 people. So that's
huge. So people have already signed up?
Yes, people have already signed up. They're already it's a opt-in thing at Build. And so because we had so many people, we came up with a bunch of different, you know, how long is it going to take to judge? How many judges do we need?
Right.
And we decided the best humanly way we can judge this is with a science fair. So it means everyone's doing pitches, showing off their applications to their own peers. All the attendees get
like crowdsourcing,
yeah.
American Idol style.
It's exactly what we do. We American Idol'd the Build Hackathon. So everyone gets a vote. Most votes win for the category, and then we announce it at the attendee party.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I'm going to let you go. The hackathon is about to begin. And stay tuned here to Channel 9 for more continuous coverage of the hackathon and all things Build. Thanks so much.
Thank you.